This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. NATO foreign ministers said on Friday they remained united against any possible Russian military action in Ukraine and signaled that many security demands made by the Kremlin were not acceptable. At a news conference, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russia could decide what happens next.
We're prepared to respond forcefully to further Russian aggression. But a diplomatic solution is still possible and preferable if Russia chooses it.
Russia has deployed large numbers of troops near its border with Ukraine and wants legally binding guarantees that NATO will halt its eastward expansion and end military cooperation with the former Soviet republics of Ukraine and Georgia. Moscow denies U.S. suggestions that it is planning to invade Ukraine and instead accuses Kiev of building up its forces in the east of the country. Sidney Poitier, the groundbreaking actor and enduring inspiration who transformed how black people were portrayed on screen, has died in the Bahamas. He was 94. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Poitier transformed how black people were portrayed in movies.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
He was the first black actor to win an Oscar in 1964 for Lilies of the Field. In 2002,
before me there was no one,
Poitier received an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement.
If you came to this venue tonight and saw the array of minority actors headed by some rather extraordinary people, you would know that there has been change.
In 2009, the nation's first black president, Barack Obama, presented Sidney Poitier with the Medal of Freedom. He pointed out it's been said Poitier doesn't make movies. He makes milestones.
Milestones of artistic excellence. Milestones of America's progress.
I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News.